Have you ever dropped some change into an open guitar case while you were walking down a city street? Busking for a living is an ancient vocation that still holds on today, and Tucson's climate makes it a regular stop for many street musicians, who often travel with little more than their instruments and what they can carry. Here's Mitchell Riley.
That's Mikey Pruitt, a young street musician we caught up with on 4th Avenue in front of Antigone Bookstore. He's lean and scruffy and wears a stained suede fedora, suspenders, and a rose-embroidered denim shirt. When we asked for his name, he said,
Mikey, but I go by 20,000 Strongmen.
Wait, 20,000 Strongmen?
Well, everywhere I go, I have a backing band.
On this particular day, we saw no backing band. He was clearly playing solo, a one-man band with a banjo, a yellow plastic kazoo, and a bass drum kick pedal attached to a baby blue Samsonite suitcase. So, who are the 20,000 Strongmen?
Some people from here in Kansas City have different troop of people, and Ohio and Georgia, all different people. It's fun.
Cool.
It's just friends.
Mikey is a full-time traveling street musician, or busker, as many who perform on the street prefer to be called. Originally from Kansas City, Missouri, he literally has friends across the country and moves freely according to his whims, his friends, and the weather. This is how he makes his living.
Hey, y'all.
For him, busking is about more than just making a living. He says playing music for people is what he's devoted his life to, and he takes it personally.
When someone walks by and just doesn't even like look at me or even like say anything or show any emotion whatsoever, that to me, like that impartiality is so, like it makes me want to play faster and happier even if I just get a little glimpse of something from them, you know, then hopefully I helped them. Even if they're making fun of me, at least they're laughing about something, you know.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll go wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
Even with a cover song, you can hear the intensity in his voice and the responsibility he feels to his audience to give them something of himself.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll go wild, wild.
It's exhausting sometimes. Like when I play like big fairs and markets and stuff like that, it's really, really taxing, but it's good. I mean, I think it's just cause like I have this rule where I try and play as hard and as like heartfelt as I can, no matter where I'm playing.
There is a physical price to pay as well. Mikey explains as he holds up his right index finger. The tip is sheathed with a tarnished metal banjo pick.
I don't grow a fingernail on this finger because I play so often, so I have to wear like a metal thing, you know? I do all these different things to keep myself going. During the street fair recently, I ripped off pretty much like this whole tip of my finger and I just used a whole thing of super glue to keep going.
He carries these wounds and battle scars as a sort of testament to his art. Each one representing an accumulating collection of evidence that he is paying his dues, like a fighter or a dancer.
I actually try and take care of my calluses now because I want to keep them. That is a sign of my experience, you know? It's just like having scars or gray hairs or something like that. It's like that happened because I do this, you know?
Along with the pain that Mikey clearly embraces, you can hear his romanticism about life on the road, the camaraderie, and the adventure.
So, but I love it. It's the best way to meet anybody. Like, you roll into a new town, start busking. It doesn't matter if you make any money. You'll at least make a dollar, but, you know, someone will come up to you and be like, hey, want to play at my house? Or, I mean, there's been so many times where it's just like, people are like, hey, I'm having a fire just two blocks down the road. Come over. You know, it's fun. It's great. It's the best way to communicate. Thank you so much.
Well, that one got away.
I appreciate it, my friend.
As an appreciative listener drops a dollar bill in the red wicker basket at his feet, Mikey shares his thoughts about Tucson and the people who live here.
This town is so easy to survive in. It's fantastic. I love it. I don't know. Like, as soon as I roll into town, everybody's just so friendly. Like, even when I came in this year, I was like, I hadn't seen this guy in a very long time since last year, and it was only a couple of times, but he totally remembered me. And he came up and gave me some food and, you know, bought me a beer, and it was awesome. It's just like, that's how everybody is here. It's great.
Mikey likes his music in a minor key, the darker melodies. In fact, he's not really a fan of traditional bluegrass music. He prefers what he calls Appalachian blues. I'll rock the cradle till you
come. Everything sounds better in a minor.
Yeah, right.
I think so. That's what I like about Appalachian blues in general, because it's like that. That I think that's why I don't like bluegrass, because it's so formatted and it's so like happy. Like everything is GCD, you know, just really like.
Like most good songwriters, he writes about what he knows, and there is some pain in that as well.
The song's about my dead dad. It's called 5th of July. Don't yell to the mountains, don't yell to the valleys, I'm coming back.
The pain of death dressed up in Appalachian blues. And then there's love. Mikey ponders the question. What makes a good love song?
The best love song is a song about how terrible it would be without you. Is that correct? I don't know if that's correct. I don't know if I agree with that, but I'm sure some people feel that way. Some musicians do.
With all his romance for life in a minor key, Mikey exhibits a healthy sense of humor about some of the real risks that being a traveling busker inevitably brings.
Like, I've been robbed. But whatever. I mean, I have a basket of money right out in front of me. I mean, it's kind of hard to fight that temptation. I'm sure for some people. I've had to use my banjo to fight off people before. When I got robbed in Kansas City, this five dudes walked by all in the
His
same.
Baby blue bass drum suitcase now lays open on the sidewalk as Mikey kneels and gathers a fistful of cash from the red wicker basket.
The next guy grabs a handful, puts it in his pocket, and then the next guy, there's like five of them in a row, and they all just take all my money and start running. And I take off my banjo to run after them and hit myself in the eyebrow, cut it open. And so I'm running with blood on my face with my banjo over my head.
Not surprisingly, Mikey is philosophical on this point and in his own way finds the higher meaning in these unfortunate events.
Yeah, it just happens. And it was also like that kind of stuff was happening to me at that time because I needed to get the hell out of Kansas City. That's usually when bad things happen, when you should not be where you are.
Mikey sees the ups and downs of life as part of the journey, and this perspective has allowed him to find his own brand of happiness.
Life tells you things like that by tragedy, and then you just need to fix it, you know, or just not do it again. Yeah, and but once you realize that those life lessons are the most important part about your life, then nothing is bad to you. You're just like, sweet, you know, everything's great. That's how I found happiness, but I don't know if that works for everybody else, you know. Sometimes people are just happy being miserable.
And so this troubadour busker who moves from town to town playing his music and sharing his wisdom leaves us with one more song.
I'll play a song called My Baby. It's one of my own as well. All right. My baby don't like anything. My baby don't like sour cream. My baby don't like anything unless it's coming from me. My baby won't do anything.
For more of Mikey Pruitt's music, please go to the Arizona Spotlight homepage at azpm.org. I'm Mitchell Riley for Arizona Spotlight.